Healthcare is the biggest part of Florida's budget. It consumes more than $20 billion, and that funding picture has gotten complicated in the last 2 years. Medicaid, which serves poor Floridians, continues to increase, despite a move to hand it over to private providers to manage. State economists have put the blame on rising prescription drug costs, and the continued loss of federal funding that props up hospitals for indigent care is also an issue. So lawmakers have proposed several bills aimed at wrangling cost. The first would cut down on pricey hospital emergency stays by steering patients to ambulatory care and recovery care centers. The idea? Such centers, which can do minor procedures and surgeries, are cheaper.
The average charge for a colonoscopy by site was $4,800 at a hospital-based facility and $2,000 at an ambulatory surgical center.
Sanford Republican Representative Jason Brodeur discussed the idea with Governor Rick Scott's Hospital and Healthcare Funding Commission. The second proposal is a recurring one. Let highly skilled and trained nurses and physician assistants prescribe more drugs to patients. The idea there is that more people are demanding services than are physicians to treat them. And then there's concierge medicine, or direct primary care. It eliminates the middleman, the insurance company, and lets patients pay their doctors directly. Seattle-based Dr. Garrison Bliss discussed the idea last year. So far, Bliss says it's working out well for him.
We get paid once a month, and that's all that we get paid. We don't need money from anybody else. We don't have to make our money by doing things to patients. We don't have to come up with exorbitant numbers of diagnoses and treatments in order to facilitate our work. We could work with a perfectly healthy person who wants to stay healthy and get paid. And it's a pretty interesting way of doing it.
Governor Rick Scott has spent the past year calling out hospitals for what he calls price gouging patients. Balance billing is what happens when a person gets a bill for services not fully covered by their insurer. Much of it comes when patients have to go to the emergency room, and the average consumer may not know whether a provider is in or out of a network. Scott has said the healthcare system needs to be clear about what costs will be.
Put all the prices up on the menu board, just like Starbucks or anything else. You just walk in, and what's it going to cost to see a doctor? What's it going to cost to get a procedure? The truth is, we ought to be able to do that with all of our health care.
Florida's insurance advocate has proposed a fix to the system that would keep emergency room patients from getting balance bills from providers that aren't in their network plan. 3 years ago, a proposal in the Florida legislature would have made it easier to find out what health care services cost. Now, Republican lawmakers Chris Sprouls and Rob Bradley have filed a price transparency bill. But a spokeswoman for the governor told Politico Florida the plan does not go far enough because it doesn't allow criminal penalties against hospitals. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.